Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Stream us from home on your smart speaker
or on the all-new Hit app. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yeah, it is. Welcome to Tuesday, everybody. How are we going, guys?
Well, I'm confused. There's a social media thing. Yeah, there's a social media thing going on. I don't know what it is because I'm hoping you can help me. Black and white photos that women are posting. What is it?
Hashtag challenge accepted. Is that what you're talking about?
That's the thing.
Yes, my feed is full of them today too. It's women supporting women. It's women empowerment. It's you post a black and white photo of yourself and then you tag, I think it's 20 or 25 women.
20 or 25?
You, I think. And then they then do it and then they tag 25 other people. It's lovely. It's lovely except for if your light producer's on.
Son.
Who is not finding it empowering at all. She's finding it quite deflating.
I can't believe those ratios. 25 people and I haven't been tagged once. Not one person thinks I work with a team of women. Any of you could have tagged me.
I haven't done it yet. That's why I haven't tagged you.
How about Belle and Caitlin?
Have they done
Caitlin?
It? I haven't been tagged by them.
I haven't done it because I don't have a photo of just myself.
What?
What do you mean?
You know you can take them.
Yeah, you don't have a photo of just yourself.
Yeah, like I don't have selfies or just a photo of myself that I can put up.
Oh, mate, I'm going to your Instagram
now.
I bet there is.
This is incredibly sad.
We're founding the only person who's never taken a selfie.
You've taken
mate,
selfies.
I'm in your Instagram. There's one here. You are sitting by yourself at Bush Rangers Bay with, like, the whole world, and it's just you.
Yeah.
There you go. Put it in black and white. Tag Sonder and everyone's happy.
Hang on.
Please tag me.
The next one down is just you. And then there's, mate, there's three in a row of just you after that.
No, but like no selfies. One of them's me like on a catapult swing.
That could be you. It's empowering, baby, you on a catapult swing.
What about this one where you're eating in a watermelon all by yourself?
Does she have photos with anybody else?
No, not really.
No, she's never been tagged in one.
You could actually tag 25 women that could help you eat this watermelon. Wait, you need? Oh, there is so many photos of yourself. There's one here with the hashtag solo.
What's coming up on the show
look
today?
At this. Hang on. Look at this one, mate. There's so many.
You barely got any clothes on.
There's so
That's
many.
That's empowering. Post look, that one in black and white.
The next one.
That's you walking through daisies on your own.
Can we put this on our socials and get everyone to help Caitlin choose one?
Here's one of you rock climbing by yourself.
Oh, nice ass.
Rock climbing, traditionally a sport that needs two people, and you're by yourself.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Now she can't narrow it down.
Mate, there's so many of you by yourself.
Remember that time, Caitlin, you said, I just don't have any photos of me by myself.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
If you do want to go and help producer Caitlin decide on a photo that she can share at Carrie Tommy Show on socials.
We found a selfie as well.
You just missed it. Yeah. We got off air and she went, but none of those are selfies. And then there is one so close up of her face that no one else could fit in screen and is clearly taken by herself.
Do you know Caitlin's Instagram is very much the cliched Instagram, like the rock climbing, the walking through daisies, the sitting by the beach. It's like what you'd use if you were doing an Instagram ad.
Yeah, hashtag wanderlust, hashtag free spirit, hashtag all by
moment.
Myself.
What was that?
Hey. While we were on Instagram accounts, Brad Blanks, an Aussie made good overseas, fantastic entertainment
reporter. What would I know about Brad Blanks? I don't think I know Brad Blanks, do I?
Probably red carpet interviews with Ricky Gervais because worked with Hamish and Andy a lot back here. He's great.
Oh, yes, I know who you're talking about.
And I constantly follow his stuff and he's snared an exclusive interview with someone that has a job title that I did not know existed.
Sylvia Wiesenberg. Is it right to call you a butt genius? Yeah, I like it. I was called Bat Queen. I was called Bat Fairy Queen. Anything related to bat, I feel privileged to be called.
So hearing that, Bickers, what do you reckon Sylvia does?
God, Sylvia is the what? What a butt queen.
Butt queen.
Is she good at shaking her booty?
It makes you think. Makes you think of dancing or twerking dancing, type thing, doesn't it?
I'm thinking maybe she does butt implants. She's a butt queen. She's a surgeon.
So you're getting closer. Here's what she does.
I think beauty starts from the bottom up. Everyone is focuses on their faces, but then you go naked and you look at yourself in a mirror, or your partner does look at you and your face doesn't match your butt. So I want to bring beauty from the bottom up.
Don't you hate it?
I'm constantly thinking, you know, God, Chris, your face just doesn't match your butt.
I mean, you've got hair on both, and I'll give you that. There's a short field of stubble on both.
So what's she doing with your butt?
Well, what do you do with your face, Bickers?
Wash it, clean it.
I mean, I'm sure she's doing that as well.
Put makeup on it.
No, she's doing. Think of the more kind of self-indulgent. Yeah, you know the treatments where you really want to look after yourself. Ah, keep in mind. Here she says sheet mask, but because of the accent, it does sound slightly different.
I have the butt mask here, so it's a sheet mask for your butt cheeks. And it stays for 10-15 minutes, and then naturally, as the serum gets absorbed into your skin, it falls, down. And then you just have a beautiful, beautiful skin. It's firmer, it's more hydrated.
I mean, guys, I'm embarrassed. I've never had a shit mask on my butt.
I mean, I'm sure you have.
Sorry, I have. I've had a big night where I accidentally have. But it did not hydrate me. If anything, it actually dehydrated me even more.
I mean, I've never thought of my bottom that way. I mean, I guess maybe it would be nice to have a smooth bum.
Just a bum that matched your face, really? Like,
I know, but usually when someone's got a bum face, it's a bit, it's a real selfie face, you know?
Yes. Yes, but if someone's got a face bum, that's different. You go, wow.
So is this big business? Is she doing well with her sheet masks?
I don't think so.
But I mean, if Brad Blanks is interviewing her, she must be out there doing stuff.
Mate, he's so great. You can check out him at Brad Blanks on Instagram if you want to see more great exclusive interviews like that. But I want to ask Bickers, and you can... you can pick which call topic you'd like. On 131060, would you like obscure beauty therapies or would you like what are you doing to your butt? Because she's putting a mask on her bum.
Does your face look like your butt?
No, it's very tough for radio. We just have people calling and go, hello.
I don't think anyone's doing any beauty treatment to their butt.
Great. That's why it's the perfect call topic then. 131060. What are you doing to your bum in terms of beauty? And if you're listening, like Bickers said, and you're going, oh, no, there'll be heaps of us. No, we think there might only be one or two of you out there. And
I mean,
we'd love to know.
Waxing, I know people wax their butt.
Now you've made it personal. Great. Tell us about it. Does it hurt?
I'll tell you all about it next.
Yeah. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We are talking butt stuff on 131060. Brad Blanks, the great man, chatted with a butt expert on an Instagram interview, and I was fascinated because I didn't know it was an actual thing. And she has butt masks and beauty therapies because she says beauty starts from the bum up. And Bickers, I did not know this was a thing until before the song. You told us that you waxed your bum.
No, I didn't. I said I don't know anybody that does anything to their bums, and then I went, actually, I do remember someone that used to wax their bottom.
Bottom.
Yes. And weirdly, it was a guy, and we've got lots of men calling.
Well,
maybe it's
I don't
a
think
man
that's weird.
Thing.
Yeah, well, we do have hairier bottoms. Nick, what do you do to your bum?
Oh, g'day. I like g'day. To put some rosehip oil on it before bed.
Rosehip oil?
Rosehip oil, it's a genius little oil that we have. It's all natural. You can get it from the chemist, $8. You put it on your face normally. Gets rid of wrinkles, helps aging. That sort of stuff.
God.
So,
Nick, I'm all over this thing. Tell me more. Why am I not using rosehip all over my entire body?
Why are you not using rosehip oil?
I don't know. I didn't know about it.
Oh, gosh. It's my daily thing, twice a day, rosehip oil. I am 30 years old and I look like 22.
And Nick, yeah. Tell us about the transformation of your bum.
Well, I got stretch marks probably when I turned about 20. I put on some weight. And then yeah. When I got the rosehip oil, chucked it over the stretch marks, completely smoothed it out.
Oh.
All gone.
Wonderful. Nick, have you ever done, we were talking about butt masks in the last segment where you, they're like face masks, but for your bum, have you ever given one of them a crack?
I no, but I really that. Want to.
Yeah.
And I hope it would lick my bum if I was to do it too.
Nick doesn't need you, a Nick. Butt mask. He's got his rose hip oil.
Yeah,
he's fine.
Good on you, Nick.
He's the description of as smooth as a baby's bottom.
Yeah, we'll stop hitting on our listeners. Stop just they're calling in, mate. You don't need to sleaze all over them.
I mean, if Nick's gone from 30 to 22, I mean, yeah, that means I could go.
Okay. Who's next? Because
what about a bit of William? William, do you use a butt mask?
Yes, I do.
Oh.
Wow. How do you do it, William?
I just apply it like your normal face, like on your cheeks and stuff. And it helps get rid of my dark spots because I've got a lot of like butt acne, which I'm kind of embarrassed about.
Right, William. So what? When you say butt acne, what does the mask do? It like keeps it. Like, it helps, do you mean once it gets rid of the scarring, or does it...
Yeah, it helps get rid of the scarring. It, like, eats away at your skin a little bit each time you do it. It takes, like, 3 months to, like, get, like, good results. But, like, it works in the first week. Like, it's so good.
William, does it do those... You know how you see the ads for those strips that take the blackheads off your nose? Does it do that, but on your bum?
No, it's kind of like one of those, like, mud masks where you can just wash it off. Yeah.
Imagine
someone
walking in and you just had a big black mud mask on.
Yeah.
Renee, we haven't heard from a woman. Hi. Renee, what are you doing to your butt, Renee?
Hi, Tracy. Hello. So when I was in high school, I got my mum to cut up a cucumber. Whoa. And pretty much scrub it all over my ass and my legs. And it gets rid of cellulite.
I guess does we all it? Do family gatherings different, right, Renee?
Well, yeah, my family's a little twisted like that, yeah.
Where did the idea come from?
I don't know. I must have seen it online or something like that. But it's supposed to do that something in the cucumber has a chemical that reacts with the collagen in the skin. Oh. And it gets rid of all the... cellulite, but I was 18, so honestly there was nothing to get rid of in the first place.
Why can't you rub your own butt with the cucumber? Why does mum need to rub your butt with the cucumber?
What am I for?
Okay.
Well, yeah.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
For your Tuesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So much to come because,
sorry. I'm online,
as you look at the whiteboard.
I'm caught on Instagram. You've caught me.
It doesn't matter.
Having a little look on Instagram. Coming up, you've got an issue up next. With something beautiful that Chris has done in our family home. I don't know why I said in our family home.
Sorry, guys. Bickers has been hitting the piss since midday. But the show will go on. See how it manifests next.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
Now, Bickers, yesterday you sent around to the group one of the most joyous videos, and that comes with a little asterisk there.
What?
Do you remember what you sent around?
Yeah, the video that Chris made of Evie talking through her day. Because we can't see the grandparents at the moment, he thought it would be fun to get her going around to all her favourite spots around the house, telling them what she's doing, and then he cut it up with some music. And honestly, every time I watch it, it brings me to tears. It's so beautiful.
It's so gorgeous. We've got a little bit of it here.
Evie's diary. Watching my favourite show, Spirit.
Huh?
I'm a monkey bath doing my favourite trick.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road.
On the slide doing my favourite sit down.
To go.
So make the best of this test and don't ask why.
Sing Mom's car like a big girl.
I mean,
it's
anything.
Make me cry again.
It's so good. Anything that says on the slide doing my favorite sit down is
like a big girl.
It's so cute. But you know how I said, like, you sent around the cutest video asterisk with a little asterisk?
Yes.
Because you know what the little asterisk is?
No.
It's like Walks put the video together, right?
Yeah.
The pictures, obviously people can't see this when they're listening, but the pictures are Evie doing all those things that she's narrating. So
yeah. It
is her on the Monkey Buzz. So it's just so gorgeous. But then the Green Day playing in the background.
Yeah, him and I spoke about that.
chat to me about that.
Well, he uses it for every video montage
yeah.
that he makes in our house. And Ollie and I say, why this song? It makes me so sad, but he finds
yes.
it joyous. So when he's putting it together, he's thinking it's uplifting. When I see it, it just reminds me of like year 12 leaving school and everyone singing, you know, we're never going to see each other again. Have a good life.
Is your memories... I think of funerals when I think of that song.
Oh, shit.
And so I'm listening to the cutest, you know, me and my slide to my favourite sit down, the cutest audio with the cutest pictures. And then I'm like, why is there funeral music playing in the background?
Yeah, ask him. I don't know why he loves that song. But I think all his choice in music, generally, he'll put on music in the background at home. Like,
what's he do? Does he go, everybody, let's get up and dance. Someone play Everybody Hurts, R.E.M. Let's do that. He joins us on the phone now, your partner, my best friend. G'day, Walks.
Hi, Tom. Tommy.
you've heard all of that.
I did hear most of that, yeah.
What do you have to say?
Look, to be honest, I do like the song. It was because it was the end of the Seinfeld. I don't know if you remember when Seinfeld finished, they played... It was the first time I think I'd heard that song. And they wrapped up, and I felt that was. I mean, it was sad because Seinfeld was finishing, but it was also very joyous.
Yeah. But you know how I was saying then it was a funeral song, like it's the end. It's
when
the end
being
of something.
Up. Yeah.
You see, end. It's always about the end of something, isn't? Well, Evie is really at the start of her life.
Yeah, I should have had something that was slightly more burgeoning than.
Our audio producer, Marshy, has done you a favour, babe. Yeah, Marshy thought, what would happen if perhaps we just put like a happy track behind it? We haven't heard these yet, but these were some of his suggestions.
Evie's Diary. Watching my favourite show, Spirit.
Oh.
I got the eye of the tiger. I'm a monkey bar doing my favourite trick.
Yeah.
Sing Mum's
car. Yeah.
Like a big
That's
girl.
Uplifting. That's good. What else has he got? What else has he got there, Jess?
Marshy is a professional, though.
Watching my favourite show, Spirit.
Okay, this is good. Let's just remind us again of the one Chris made, just to remind me this again. Yeah.
Evie's Diary.
Perfect timing on that riff.
Watching my favourite show, Spirit.
Oh, it's so sad.
It's so grim.
Which one had more impact?
Mate, I had to watch the video in a black suit with a bunch of roses in my hand ready to throw into the ground.
That's how you always go to work.
Yeah, that's true. It Walks, tell me the thinking behind putting, because Carrie said it's not just this video. She said it's all family, all joyous videos you put this behind. What's the thinking
behind? Remember the one you
it?
Made me for my first ever Mother's Day with Evie? It was so sad. But that did,
oh, God.
Well, the truth of this one was that it was the only song I had on my computer at the time because...
It's the only one he plays.
And I was in a hurry because, you know, grandparents needed photos of the kids, so I quickly threw it together and...
I'm interested to dig down a little deeper in the grandparents needed photos of the kids. Why was there such a tight timeline on the delivery of the photos?
I mean, that truly could be a grim story, but the...
we
might need a bit of
grimness,
Marshy. Quick, put Green Day on. Tell us more.
Yeah, but more importantly, what's your... favourite sit down, Tommy? Have you got a favourite sit down?
My favourite sit down is probably beanbag.
Yeah, it's beanbag with a beer.
Because you know you can never get up. Yeah. So your favourite sit-down one may as well be your last. And then you know you can play Good Riddance again.
Evie and I are lucky that we have someone like you that is going to make videos like that and send it to the grandparents. I know you sent it to my parents and they loved it, so thank you.
And every single one of them is going to have a backtrack of Billy Joe Armstrong strumming away.
Do you think there's anything that that song couldn't make sad?
No, that's why I think it's such a good song. You could put it behind a lotto win and you'd still cry. Ooh,
that's great.
This is a test, isn't it?
Let's put this out. 13 1060, give us a call. Tell us the happiest thing you can think of. It might be about your dog, it might be about a lotto win, it might be about new love. Anything that you've got going on in your life at beer in a beanbag that's amazing. And we'll put a bit of Green Day under it and see how we get out of it at the end. 13 1060, give us a call.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
13 1060, we need your happy stories.
Yeah, Carrie's partner, my best friend, Walks, made this video of Evie, which is so cute and so happy, but he chose to put this music behind it.
Evie's diary. Watching my favourite show, Spirit. I'm a monkey bath doing my favourite trick.
We both agree, Pickers.
You've got to turn off. It's going to make me cry.
Yeah, it's such happy stuff. But that song makes you want to cry.
Good riddance, time of my life.
And so
Chris told us off air that it's about a guy and girl breaking up, is it? And that he moves across the country or something. I mean, it's not a heartwarming children's tale.
No. And we thought, is there a story joyful enough that we can put that music behind it and it doesn't make
happiness.
Us cry?
Yes, yes. That is true.
Phoebe, that's where you come in. How are you, Phoebe?
Hello.
Hey, Phoebe, are you ready to tell your story?
Yes.
Jesse, take it away. Phoebe, take it away.
So I'm 20 years old. I'm a kindergarten teacher and I'm from Brisbane and I just bought my first house by myself.
I've got goosebumps. That's so beautiful.
Oh, it just makes me think the house is going to burn down or something when we're playing this music.
But it just makes me feel emotional rather than woo, yeah, yeah.
Oh, know? No. It makes me go, what's wrong with the house?
Why? Does it?
Yes.
But don't feel like it's negative music. It just is emotive.
Mate, there's no way you play that music over footage of a house still standing and it being fine. Thank you, Phoebes. We wish you the best. Should we go to Jake? G'day, Jakey.
Hey, Tommy.
How are you, legend?
Yeah, good, mate. My wife's from England and we, every year, probably not this year, but we go back to England for Christmas, reunite with the grandparents. You have that huge hug, like the Love Actually footage. It's one of the most amazing times every year. It's actually perfect music. It's actually perfect.
I mean, I think that's perfect.
But Jake, hang on, Jake.
And then
grandparents,
he says good riddance and he comes back to Australia.
But are the grandparents still alive?
Yeah, at the moment, yeah.
Absolutely. See, the music makes me think they're dead.
Well, then you can use the same track when they do die.
That's true. That's true. That's true.
Oh, what Man, about you, it was Sonia? Great. Sonia, give us your great happy news.
I reached a 50-kilo weight loss in a year. Last year.
On it. This is actually good, yeah. Oh, no. I reckon we could have predicted when Sonia was getting to 40 kilo. Son, how does that make you feel when you hear your own incredible story with that music under it?
Oh, it still makes me feel good, but it makes me feel sad for the 50 kilos that's gone away.
Okay.
Oh, okay, can we stop the song? I feel like we need to go back to the beginning of the song. We need a fresh start, clean start.
What have you got for us?
Let's finish it off. I actually think I have the perfect use of this song for Elise's story. In fact, I think this is better than little videos of Evie. Elise, tell us your story.
Hey, how you going? Well, this is perfect. It's my favourite song. I left my ex-husband, packed up my son in the car, moved from Queensland back to New South Wales, and I've ended up with my next-door neighbour from 26 years ago.
Wow. And you know, do you know who's watching this and crying? The ex-husband.
Carrie Bickmore and
and Tommy Little. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Yes, it is. Coming up very shortly, the paper quiz is back for your Tuesday.
Absolutely. But right now, Bickers, I want to talk to you about beard trimming because...
Do you think I need to do it?
Yes. We've taken a poll
this
as
is
a
an
team.
Intervention.
It is. I've Bring
been
in the shavers, boys.
Lockdown.
No, I had a beard trimmer and just it's basically a hair clipper, but it was crappy and old and it finally died in my travels. And
yeah,
so I went
to. You don't
look
like you've been using one. We've been thinking that you look like you've been letting things go a bit.
Yes. But have you noticed the difference today?
You've got a bit more of a mow. Is that what you're going for?
No, it's trimmed. Damn it. God.
Is it?
Jeez.
I think it's the line. It's just the line. It's a bit shaky. Can't see.
Okay.
Did you use your new trimmer?
I went in to a hair shop and I asked them for a beard trimmer and I did not know the world of possibilities that opens up to you. I thought there'd be one. No. There was whole options and he started saying with all this line that they would have to, the blade would have to be replaced. My last beard trimmer, I reckon I had for 5 years and I did not even know there was a blade to be replaced or anything.
What do you
and
mean
I could
for
actually,
different types of hair?
So he reckoned there was a type of trimmer that acted with this blade thing that needed to be replaced. Anyway, I didn't have the heart to tell him that all the ones he was pointing to were about $80 or $90, right?
Yeah.
And the one that I had previously, I could see down in the corner further to the left, it was $30. But he was right in his element and doing his thing. And I thought, retail's down, let him live out the thing that he's been trained to do, right? So he's told me all the $80 kind of $90, they're no good. He said, this was the one that I wanted. And he pointed me to this thing that's the size of, it's absolutely massive, right? I know.
Wow.
It's huge. And it came with all these attachment things.
It's like a spaceship.
Yeah. And
or
he said,
submarine.
He said, though, don't worry, because once you charge this fully, it's good to go for 2 hours, which is about the whole, about the whole amount of time I've trimmed my beard for my life.
Yeah, that's what Chris would need when he does his pubes.
Well, he would. I said I'll get Bickers a pair of these
trimmer,
for the
remember?
Kitchen.
Yeah.
I did. Yeah, I got him the same one I had. But this one, it goes up in increments of 2 millimetres in hair length. So you can go 0.2 of a centimetre, 0.4 of a centimetre.
You've got to keep changing 0.6. It.
No, that's just how precise. No
oh,
longer
wow.
just a 1, a 2, or 3. No. 0.2, 0.4, this little knob thing you can click yep. around in the corner. And, of course, I didn't want or need this until he broke out this feature. Tell the people what you can see.
Oh, my God. It's a laser beam.
It's a laser beam. It's
what
got
are you doing with the laser beam?
For precise beard edging of your beard, it's got a laser beam to let you know that you're doing a precise line. But see if you can see what happens when I remove the precise line up here. Ow!
Oh, you've done over your eye.
Ow! If you move the laser just slightly, you laser yourself in the eye.
Which makes it then hard to accurately trim if you can't see.
Well, it does, but also you have no complaints because you can't see, so you just go out assuming that it looks fine.
Oh, I didn't even know you could get that.
It's Charlie's Angels meets trimming your beard. I want to know on 13. So obviously I bought this one because I've got.
Why is
it
Charlie's Angels?
Well, I got confused and I actually meant Catherine Zeta-Jones going under the laser beams.
Oh.
But I thought, you don't understand most of the references anyway. So I thought I'd just brush over it.
I do know that Catherine Zeta-Jones movie is one of the only ones I've seen where she does a little
sliding
entrapment.
So what's it called?
Or
damn it, it is called entrapment. It is.
Charlie's Angels.
I know. I reckon there is a scene with Cameron Diaz and laser beams where she's wearing a white Lycra suit. In Charlie's Angels.
Okay.
And laser bent.
Anyway, I trust you on that.
$160 this thing cost me.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Oh, good on you for supporting the retail sector. That's
Isn't
good.
Right?
You made his day. He's been wanting to sell someone that laser beam shaver for a long time.
I've trimmed my beard and I'm taking it back tomorrow. I'm not an idiot. $13,1060. what did you get talked into? I only needed a $30 beard trimmer. It had been fine. It would work for 5 years for me. And instead, I've got Charlie's Angels on my face. Working on my beard. So give me a call. 131060. What did you get talked into?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
131060, we want to know, what did you get talked into?
Yeah. I've just seen one of the callers has made me laugh already. Oh, being upsold something. Especially upsold something you just don't need and never going to use.
No, I just needed a beard trimmer and I walked out with something that's got a freaking laser beam that shoots on my face to give me an accurate line and about 17 different settings for length, which go down to the 0.2 of a centimetre.
But you know how I ordered that pots and pans thing through that online thing that I was watching morning TV a few weeks ago? They upsold me some steak, well, not some steak knives, some proper cutting knives. I use them on the weekend.
When you say they upsold you, do you mean they threw in free?
Yeah, I never know quite whether they've thrown them in for free or just added them to the price. Either way, I got the knives as well.
Well, were they free? What do you mean? What do you mean you never know?
I think you just make they make the other bit more expensive and pretend to throw in the knives for free.
Oh, it's a conspiracy theory. 5G towers. I get it. I'm with you, mate.
Let's go to a vet. A vet, what were you talked into getting?
I went in to buy a really small TV for my bedroom and I came out with a $4,500 3D TV and the 3D glasses are still in their plastic wrapping 8 years later.
Oh my. Was it a cute sales attendant? What was it?
I think they just wouldn't stop talking until I agreed and I just really needed to go to the toilet and just wanted to get out of there because my kids were, I had 1-year-old twins and they would just get me out of here.
Oh, 3D TV.
3D, $4,500.
You should feel lucky that you only got away with $160 for your beard trimmer.
Yvette, does your TV have a laser beam on it?
I don't know. Maybe it does with the 3D glasses, but
it actually
every time
does.
Maybe Yvette's watched Charlie's Angels on her TV and she can tell you whether there's a laser beam moment in it.
Oh, Yvette, is there a laser beam moment?
I don't know. I've never seen Charlie's Angels.
No. Yeah, that's right. She doesn't need the TV worth $4,000. Mandy, what were you talked into getting?
A door salesperson got me to buy, and my partner at the time, a $3,000 gold-plated cutlery set.
That's why they keep going door knocking, because you're the one, Mandy. You put them in business. Yep. What? Yeah, exactly. So they literally knocked on your door and then sold that to you?
Yep.
And I'm assuming you're a Jehovah's Witness as well?
Did you put up a fight, Mandy, at all? Or did you just...
No, I don't. I never do.
Oh, wow. Lovely, Mandy.
Hey, have you used the 24-carat cutlery set, Mandy?
We did. After a while, we did. But it's long gone now. I have no idea where it is, though.
What did you do?
An heirloom.
No, I'm not sure. We moved a house a couple of times and, lost it.
Mandy, are you loaded?
At the time, I thought so, but no. At all.
Okay. Good on you. Thanks, Mandy.
What about Sammy? Sammy, what's happening? What did you get talked into buying?
So this is probably going to take the cake, guys. I used to work as a swimming teacher and like a kid's swimming teacher, so I worked at a baby expo once to advertise our swimming lessons, and I got chatting to the lady in the store next to us, and they sold baby furniture. Now, keep in mind, I'm 22 years old. I'm not trying for a baby at all. But I own a perfectly beautiful breastfeeding chair. It's lovely in my house.
What? So, you bought a nursing chair, but you don't... Yep. What?
Yeah. I know. I didn't need it. Thought it was cute. You caught me in buying a nursing chair. So
I mean, they're quite comfy. You just walk back and forth
and
in the corner.
That was the seller for me. It was beautiful. Oh. It was comfy. It's a rocking chair. But, I'm not expecting to have a baby for another couple of years. So,
Sammy, the good news is if you meet someone new and they come home for the first time, there's nothing a guy loves more when they meet a single girl than when they point over to the corner and say, don't worry, that's just my breastfeeding chair.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because how do you feel about massages?
Didn't used to like them coming around to them.
Ah, long time with one partner. Need to feel the touch of someone else.
No. I prefer a facial, I think. There's something about...
Okay.
Look.
I mean, sure.
We can talk about this another day, but I find massages a lot. I've got shit I need to get done. Excuse me. I've got stuff I need to get done. Anyway, I just find it all...
I prefer facials. I got shit I need to get done. Anyway, let's go. What?
I just found them a waste of time, but I'm learning to like them and I'm realizing okay. how good they are for me.
I find them terrifying because
terrifying.
I spend the whole time stressing. Trying not to fart is one thing. Yes, absolutely. And then stressing about what happens if they try and touch me inappropriately.
How many are you trying to touch you inappropriately?
Well, here's the thing, because the other half is, if they don't, should I be offended? Right?
Oh, my God. Meanwhile, I'm running through my to-do list, which involves the grocery shopping, the stuff I need
you
to get. That's
not,
the point
mate.
Of what I'm doing. That's why I have trouble switching my brain
lying.
Off. I'm not. I yeah. honestly can't switch my brain off.
You have not bought your own groceries
off.
In years.
I do. Stop that.
Anyway,
you know
we
do.
Got sidetracked. Okay. We got sidetracked. So Nat went and got, my girlfriend went and got a massage. And see if you can pick the point where it gets a little bit wild. She looked the place up online. She said it looked great. And then she went and she asked, as she was going to get under, she said, what do I leave on? Do I leave, you know, underpants or anything on? And the lady said, no, naked. And she's like, okay. And then you know how they usually give you a minute to go,
yes.
would you, will yeah. you get undressed? I'll come back. She said that, but she... 10 seconds. So it was close the door and then boom, open the door.
Are you ready?
Kind of undress. And then she just commented on how beautiful she looked.
Oh.
And then
well,
kept saying it
beautiful.
But then kept saying it over and over again. And she
this
put
is before the massage.
So yes, this yeah. is before the massage and as she's getting onto the massage bed fully starkers. And then she got her a towel. Now if you're nude in a massage, where yep. do you reckon the towel usually goes?
If you're laying face down on the massage
yes.
bed,
yes.
the towel usually goes over your bum
yeah.
and legs.
She,
yep.
she put the towel starting at her knees and going down to her ankles.
Oh, this woman's got the hots for her, definitely.
And then proceeded to do, despite not being asked for, a hot stone massage.
Oh.
And hot stone's like... like right where a towel would usually be covering, all while saying how beautiful she was.
Hold on, she put hot stones on her butt.
On her bum.
Oh, I thought you put bum them on your back. Bum
yeah,
stones.
Everybody thought that. That's because
that's what
you
do.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess she was just used to the towel to stone ratio, and because she put the towel on, she always just goes, well, I put the stones a foot above the towel, so therefore, straight on the jacksie.
Maybe she's just wants to make you feel good as you go in for the massage. She gives you compliments, she makes you feel in touch with your body and at one, so that when you lay down, you're like really ready to just take in all that she has to offer.
Here's what I thought I would do to work out just how above or below board this kind of behaviour is. I thought I would go to the same massage.
So she's going to lay the towel over all of it and securely, like, you know, yeah. tie it up yeah. tight so it doesn't slip off.
Where did you get that king bedroom sheet that you put over me? These stones are freezing. I thought I would go to the same place and report back tomorrow. Good idea, bad idea.
Great idea. I love it.
Let's speak tomorrow.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Time for this.
Strap yourself in for the most exciting radio segment of all time. Carrie and Tommy do the quiz from the newspaper.
I'm feeling pretty good.
Me too.
We had four out of five last yep. week. You're back in terms of confidence.
Yep.
You'd had a slump for a little while, but now you're back.
You caused my
Let's
slump.
Let's do it.
I've overcome it.
Okay, that's hurtful. Now I'm slumping.
Now we're a team. Let's do it.
Question number one, what is the name of the famous mascot of the film studio MGM?
That is lion? A lion, but I don't know what its name is.
Ah. Oh.
Mm.
Oh.
Would it be Leo?
Grape. Yep.
Grape.
All right. Question number two, in astrology, what do the signs Aries, Leo and Sagittarius have in common?
Horse.
Hey.
Water. Fire.
No, the other one. Fire. Yeah, fire.
Fire? Yeah. I'm a Sag. Am I fire?
Are you fire? You're fire.
I don't know. I don't know much about any of it.
Well, you're windy, but you're also fire.
Okay, fire.
Question number three. Which comic strip hero was first drawn by Joe Shuster?
Because this is you. Say an answer and say it confidently. Superhero.
Superman.
Comic strip. Great. Lock it in.
And question number four, which London landmark was first opened to the public in 1993?
The Eye? London landmark.
Yeah.
Open to the... What's another one? 93. That's a long time ago, though, isn't it?
But
when I was
13,
the Eye wasn't there that long ago.
So what else is there? Bridge or...?
It's not the Tower of London, the prison.
No, sorry. Story Bridge is Brisbane, isn't it?
Yes, that one wasn't opened in London.
Yes.
The Tower Bridge.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. They're 93. What happened in 93?
Sonder?
What are some of the other things we do?
Shard?
We did when we were in London.
Buckingham Palace, the Gherkin, the Shard.
The Gherkin?
Maybe something wasn't open to the public and then they turned it and made it public.
Buckingham Palace?
Can you go in there? You can't, can you?
No.
Okay, you guys pick. What do you think, Tommy? You haven't picked one yet.
I think it's something pre-existing.
Yes, I agree.
The only one we know is the Tower of London, so we're going to have to say
great.
That, aren't we?
Great.
And question number five, who is the victim in the UK edition of Cluedo?
Who's the victim? So who dies? Is that what that is, basically? Because I've never played Cluedo, but don't you find out who dies? Isn't the whole thing, you go, it was this person who did it with this weapon?
Yes. Don't you find out the murderer?
Yes, but so who's the victim?
Yes.
That's the question.
That's the question. that is the question.
Who's the victim
of Cluedo?
Okay.
What's the butler's name?
Is it?
The butler.
Jeeves.
No. Or they're all colours. I don't know, guys. I'm sorry. I've never played Cluedo. Because have you ever played Cluedo?
No, I've never played Cluedo.
Sonder.
I think the butler's a good...
Okay, let's go butler.
Okay, the butler.
Okay.
All right, our answers...
I think this is going to be 0 out of 5.
Oh, brutal.
2, I reckon.
Fire's right.
Leo's right.
Leo is right.
Yay!
Question number 2, they are fire signs. Question number 3, Superman.
Hey!
Oh my God.
Bickers, confidence.
Oh my God, oh my God.
Question number 4, Buckingham Palace.
Oh, you said that. But is it open to the public? Okay, good. Well, anyway, we had the right idea.
Yeah, good work.
And question number 5, Mr.
Who cares?
Black.
Damn. Reservoir Dogs.
3 out of 5, not bad. I did well.
For before the quiz, we're a team. After the quiz, I did well.
We hope you enjoyed the most exciting radio segment of all time. Carrie and Tommy do the quiz from the newspaper.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You know I'm a late adopter, right?
Yes. What are you going to tell me about? MySpace? Something else that's great? Alta Vista?
Landed / dropped / has been put on Netflix about 2 months ago. But I think it's a doco that's been circulating for a few years. But I've only just come to it because Chris said to me, we were trying to find something to watch with Ollie that was appropriate for all three of us. And he said this would be a good one. And it's called Three Identical Strangers. And as the daughter of twins, my dad's a twin, I'm fascinated by, twins, quads, triplets, about what's genetic, nature versus nurture, all of that stuff. And from the moment this doco started, I was hooked.
Great.
It was the first day of school. All these people are coming up to me saying, Eddie, how are you? Eddie, hi. I'm like, my name's not Eddie. I don't know what you're talking about.
I said, you're not going to believe this. You have a twin brother.
Oh, my God. As I reach out to knock on the door, it opens. And there I am. His eyes are my eyes. My eyes are his eyes. And it's true.
And then the story went from being amazing to incredible.
It was an article to Twins Reunited. I think I might be the third.
Wow.
I'd only watched half the doco and I came into work yesterday. I was like, we've got to talk about this. This is amazing. And now I've watched the full doco and I'm just left feeling so flat about it. And I don't want to give away what happens in the end because I want to encourage everyone to go watch it.
It's just really
a thing worth watching and then considering how you feel about what's happened, okay? So this doco starts out. There's a kid who knows he's adopted and he's grown up in an adopted family. And at the age of, I think it's 19 or 20, he goes to university, you know, 100 miles away from his home. And he walks onto his uni campus. And everyone's like, I think it's Eddie. Everyone's like, Eddie, hey, Eddie. Girls coming up and giving him a kiss. What?
We've just heard this bit.
I'm just giving you a bit more detail.
Okay. Say it twice. Yeah,
and
he's, good.
Girls like are twins. Coming up and giving him a kiss, right? And he's like, this is so weird. And then this guy comes to him in his dorm room and says, are you born on the 12th of July, 1965 or something? He said, yes.
And he looked at him and he had his eyes and,
No. It was just a roommate.
Okay.
But the roommate had been friends with this guy's twin.
Okay.
Anyway, they realised they were adopted out from the same adoption home and they were twins and they had been not living that far apart from each other their entire life. And the two of them, it's uncanny. They just look... They're twins. They look like the same person.
It's like they chucked one in a photocopier, spat it out the other end.
But then, obviously, as the promo
another
said, the story
photocopier.
Gains traction.
Yes.
And somebody sees it and everyone starts calling this guy to say, do you know there's these two guys on the front page of the paper and they look just like you.
My gosh.
Not everybody gets promo stuff, okay?
Why did we play the promo at all?
She hasn't got to the eyes bit yet, mate. Let it keep going.
And then there's a third that has the same eyes, looks exactly the same, same curly hair and everything.
Oh, like three of a kind.
So for when they first meet up, as you can imagine, it is absolute delight. Okay? And then they start doing everything together. They do the talk show circuit. Everyone spends a lot of time focusing on how they sit the same, they dress the same, they have the same, you know, interests, they like the same women, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
Okay. But then as the story, you know, as they dig deeper, they discover the most horrific part of the whole thing is that they were adopted out to three separate families knowingly as part of a science experiment to see what would happen when these three children are raised by different parents. And the adoption home doesn't tell the parents when they're adopting these children that, that there's other siblings close by or anything.
You
then go on this adventure on what happens to these three brothers as they get to know each other, then learn this information, and then you start to understand, obviously, all three of them are struggling mentally as a result of what's happened to them. However, it's interesting talking to one of the research assistants that helped because she was talking about how are we ever going to know if experiments like this aren't done. And it was just really interesting hearing the lack of empathy and understanding about what the impact it's had on these three men for the rest of their life. When she's talking about it as in, well, we want to know, is it nature versus nurture? What things are hereditary? What things are based on parenting? And it's just like, I know, but there's three humans that were meant to be together.
Mm.
Anyway, I have nothing else other than to say watch it.
But is it going to be like the roller coaster we just had in that chat, but
you
over
will
the
see
length
that
of 2 hours?
Again. You will have all of that explained to you again, only in far more articulately.
far more right.
But it'll make you question things, it'll make you wonder things, it'll make you think about your own upbringing, the impact your parents had on you, how different maybe you and your siblings have turned out, if you are a twin, if you are a triplet. Anyway, I'm imploring you to watch it. I want you to go watch it and then I want you to come back and we can chat about it once you've
I can explain it back to you tomorrow.
Yes, great. That would be really great. Can you play the promo too? Because I really like that one.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Hughie and Ed joining us.
I've got an idea. Why don't we play Hughie and Ed, the video that Chris made of little Evie and her day that she sent to the grandparents.
Oh, cute.
And you tell us how it makes you feel when you hear this, the emotion that
please.
It evokes. Okay.
Good.
Evie's diary. Watching my favourite show, Spirit.
on the monkey bath doing my favorite trick. Another turning point, a
fork stuck in the road. You get the idea. Goes on and talks about her day.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
Clarky has. Give me 10 of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't feel a lot.
Wow. Wow.
I mean, that's
out of all the reactions.
On all fronts.
No, I think Evie's a cutie and a legend, but did something else happen in the videos? What else happens in a day?
What are you actually?
Hang on.
Deep by that.
What are you saying? Are you saying there wasn't enough plot development?
I was waiting for a twist.
My point was it's meant to be a happy video, but when you put that music behind it,
I did think that too. I thought you were using it as a sort of like you were butting the two things up against each other. You were using the cuteness of the day with the sad song to signify the time
song,
that we're all in.
Is anyone in hospital?
Sad song makes you feel sad.
Yeah, it does.
But no one's in hospital, though, yeah? Everyone's healthy. I know there's people in hospital.
Oh my gosh.
Have you ever been to a massage parlour before and had a masseuse tell you you were attractive and try and hot stone you?
Yeah, this question's for you, obviously.
Well. Someone that we all know. This is one of the all-time great stories. I don't apologise.
He just told me my kid wasn't cute. So.
Yeah, actually, I'm doubling down. This is for you.
Yeah.
Well, I have been, by the way. So.
You've been told you're hot by a masseuse?
Wow. Absolutely.
What happened?
I'm telling the truth because I was nagged by Tommy.
What time was it?
What about you? What about you, Ed? Tell me your story about the famous person we know.
A famous person that we will all know, a very, very handsome actor.
Did I have dinner with him the other week?
No, not him. But similar sort of ilk. Was doing a show in the States, and they had, I believe, they'd sent him. His back again, his slightly dodgy back, got sent for a massage. The massage person was incredibly attractive, and at one point, this is unbelievable. I can't even telling this, but at one point when he was sort of lying, face down on the thing, Carrie, she took his hands and put them around her buttocks.
Wow.
I can't picture where she was.
You can only hope, Tommy. That's what you're going to get when you go to the masseuse tomorrow.
I mean, this may be a sign of me getting slightly older, but I'm picturing logistics rather than any kind of eroticism.
Don't worry.
I'm thinking that would dislocate a shoulder somehow.
Like that? Oh, yeah, she's taking the hand.
But that would happen a lot, isn't it? So, I mean, that's really...
Well, not to me.
No, it's not.
What you people, what sort of world you're living in.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Stream us from home on your smart speaker or on the all-new Hit app. This is Carrie and Tommy.